So to get started, as we always do, we take a look at the sector. And we have people who know that stuff and come in and talk to us. Today we have Alex Reed and Kim Eaney. Alex is the national team leader of Baker Hostetler's tax-exempt organizations and charitable giving team. Alex knows everything, so he'll tell us everything and then a little more. And so we'll enjoy that. And he currently serves as the chair of the ABA's Tax-Exempt Organizations Committee and previously served as legislation counsel to the Joint Committee on Taxation. This one is Alex. Loeb and Loeb, Kim Eaney. Kim is the leader in San Francisco of the firm's nonprofits and tax-exempt organization practice and co-leads the firm's family office practice. Kim also knows everything, so when Alex doesn't know something, Kim will tell him what to know. And Kim will also keep Alex in line, which is a very, very important part of this process.
Not possible.
Not possible. That's probably right. And so we keep trying. Keep trying. And Kim is the vice chair of the Exempt Organizations Committee of the ABA section of taxation. And this gives us the view from what we practitioners see and engage with the sector. And Alex and Kim will take it from here.
Thank you.
No dancing.
Dancing? We'll see about that.
Thank you. No. Okay, perfect. Awesome.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, welcome. So nice so many of you are here, first thing.
Yes.
Great to see you. Oh, go ahead. Do you want to go ahead?
Well, let's kick it off. I think there's a lot to cover. It's hard to say in one sentence what is exactly happening in the sector because so many things are happening at so many levels and in so many different places. As those of you who've practiced in the sector for a while know, we're always right at the crossroads of every important cultural issue. And as the culture changes, the reactions to the change can be big or small, fundamental, new, and they always affect the nonprofit sector. So we're always kind of riding this wave of new things and matters of first impression. And so, thank you all for being at the vanguard and fighting that fight and figuring out how to explain what's going on to your clients. We'll do our best to help you get some situational awareness today.
All right, so here we go. We will talk first about congressional leadership and oversight. Then we'll move into regulatory updates as well as updates and important guidance in the space. We'll then walk through some important cases that have been happening in the courts impacting tax-exempt organizations. And then we'll talk briefly about what's been happening in the states over the past few years and where we are in terms of nonprofit oversight at the state level. So to start, congressional leadership. Republicans have the majority of the House. Democrats have the majority of the Senate. What does that mean, Alex?
Well, it means very little right now because, as you may have seen in the news just yesterday, that Republicans weren't able to get a bill through the House because the whip, so before you bring legislation to the floor, you have to whip to count how many votes you have. And generally speaking, you're not going to bring legislation unless you've successfully whipped and you know exactly where, down to the number, how your caucus is going to vote and how the other side is going to vote. And a vote failed, which is really surprising and unusual and bespeaks sort of a level of chaos. Obviously, the speaker was removed this year for the first time in 150 years. That's very, very unusual. So there's a great deal of chaos and not a lot of legislation being enacted due to fundamental differences on policy within the Republican caucus and then the many fractures within the Democratic caucus aren't even on display because the Democrats are united in their feelings that we can just let the other side display its own fractions. So it's very chaotic, but what's important to know, And this is from being on the inside when I was at the Joint Committee on Tax. It's important to know that even when Congress is not enacting legislation because they're too disorganized and nobody has enough power, there's a lot of work happening behind the scenes, and you should be involved and know what's going on because the staff are busily working on legislation and getting ready to introduce that legislation at the moment that there's enough power to get it through.